You hear me talk about NordVPN.com/Fightful a lot. It's because I use it every single day. You can listen or watch your favorite shows abroad. Whether you're in the States like me and you want to watch shows from the UK or Australia, or you're just traveling and you want access to your local things. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. You can safely listen to your shows, stream shows, browse in complete privacy by shielding your IP address. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. You know that can be dangerous. People can get access to all of your stuff. Secure all the devices that you own. It's available on all major operating systems, and you can connect up to 6 devices separately with one subscription. 30-day money-back guarantee, 4 months free added on top of that deal. NordVPN.com/Fightful with 3 great tiers for you.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful, here with 2K's Brian Williams. Welcome back, Brian.
It's good to be back. And let me just say, I know that I've made it when I'm standing here next to SRS.
Please.
It is
please.
So good to have you at this event. And honestly, I'm a big fan of your work. So I'm busting right now.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, any event that allows me to beat Denise Salcedo repeatedly at anything.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
He's a witness.
I was a witness. I did see that.
He saw it. 3 manhandle slams in a row. Clean pin. She didn't even know what to do. She put the controller down. She was so frustrated. But you know what? It's just because I'm better than her. And that's a sad reality of it. It's not that sad. I think it's a pretty good reality.
It's a good reality to be in. Yeah, yeah.
But you're back. How are you feeling being back with 2K? I mean, people were very excited when word got out that you were coming back.
Yeah, which is funny. I don't know how that word got out because I honestly never said anything publicly. But yes, I am back, and you know, I'm the happiest that I've been professionally in a very long time. You know, the last game that I was a part of was WWE 2K19 with AJ Styles on the cover, and I worked on that game from our previous developer Ukes. So at that time, the last thing I did in the franchise was I did Ricochet's moveset. Big fan of Ricochet, been watching him since PWG days. So I thought that was it for me. Fast forward a couple years, you know, I get a text from one Mr. Lionel Jinx asking if I'd like to come back. And it couldn't have come at the best time, better time. And I love this franchise. I spent my entire career working on this. And I'm just so happy to be back to contributing to a franchise, a promotion that I love.
Well, the people are happy to see you back. There's a lot of exciting additions to this game. The big one is War Games. Everybody's talking about War Games. Finally, they can play it. What all went into making something like that a reality? Because it had to be a huge undertaking.
Oh, it was a huge undertaking. And again, you know, Triple H, he brought back War Games. What was it? NXT 2017?
Yeah.
And obviously, as you can imagine, the fans, when they saw that, they're knocking on the, hey, 2K, when are we going to get this in the franchise? When are we going to get War Games? So I know for a fact that we had been trying to get it in years prior. But timing is everything, right? And the success of 2K22, that immense rebound from the previous game, set the franchise, set us on the right course to make the War Games into a reality. The engine and all the work that went into 2K22, those improvements and refinements gave us, and I'm not the biggest tech guy, but
yeah.
It gave us enough of a solid technical foundation to build a match type of this magnitude. Being able to have 2 rings side by side within an arena environment was not possible with the previous tech that we had. So it was a success of 2K22, which led us here and led us to finally being able to implement War Games, which was perfect because it just so happened that War Games were introduced to the main roster at this past Survivor Series. So.
Yeah.
And we have that arena in the game as well.
So I remember back when Elimination Chamber was introduced in video games, I was like, oh my gosh, this revolutionizes my gameplay experience because it's just a completely different layer that nobody had seen. We had seen cage matches, but not one like that. now we've never seen a side-by-side ring, maybe in any wrestling game ever?
Maybe one or two. Definitely not in our franchise. And I will say I'd be remiss. I think M. Dickey might have done it for his Wrestle Empire. But for us, this is our first time. And, you know, we spared no expense. And, you know, bringing this match type into reality, into giving players the ability to cause all the mayhem and destruction that they have seen in real life, they will be able to replicate within the game. So we're all, I'm super proud. I know the team is super proud. They should be. They worked their butts off. It's a beautiful thing to behold.
What's the clearance process like with WWE when you all want to push forward with either a new feature, maybe somebody that you want to bring into the game? Like, what's that process like for you guys?
Well, typically, I'm a creative type on the team, so I don't do that much interaction with the WWE office. But I know for, you know, in past situations, my time at THQ, I mean, obviously they're very hands-on with the roster. You know, we'll provide them a list, and it's their game, right? So they're going to say yay or nay. When it comes to features, though, I mean, we've been partners with them for a long time. They trust us, and so when it comes to anything, like for War Games, for example, is there a match type? They promote it within their own program. So when it comes to things of that nature, you know, they're like, hey, we trust you guys. You know, we've done War Games. Like, good luck. It's going to be a hard one. Can you get two rings in an environment? Yeah, good luck. If you do it, make sure you do it right. That type of thing.
And we've seen WWE games be the, like, bridge the gap between some wrestlers who didn't have great relationships with WWE and making those relationships good with WWE again.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. As soon as you said that, the first thing that leapt into my mind was Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
I did some work on 2K14, a game that is still great. I still play that game to this day. I love 2K14. Shout out to The Streak. But yeah, that was the year where we fought to get Ultimate Warrior. We covered the 30th WrestleMania that year. And it was one of those things where, you know, I remember on our side, we're like, hey, it doesn't hurt to ask to see if we can get, you know, this to get Warrior. And we did, and yeah, you know, they worked it out, and not only did we get him in the game, but he got inducted that year, you know, so a lot of cool stories happen like that because of the game, and, you know, it's just one of those cool things to be a part of, you know, and I got to meet Warrior that year during promotion of it, actually, yeah.
So there are a lot of features that we've seen. I got a question from my buddy Robert DeFelice, who I know that you know.
I do.
He said, up, selfish question, will I ever be able to run from one ladder and jump onto another again? to which I say, why not do it at home?
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
But you know, no injuries and all that kind of
thing. Why not do it at home, Robert?
But save or do it virtually, Robert. Yeah, you know, got to protect those ankles. Well, first of all, who says you can't do it this year? I'm not saying you can or you can't. I'm teasing.
All right. I mean, I played it earlier. It plays very smooth. It looks beautiful. Looks great.
I was impressed with the skills, man.
I mean, I know we're not supposed to talk about ratings, but I'm in there as a 99 overall. Like, they put me in the game as a 99 overall, and I said, guys, what's the deal? I should be probably 100. I should be the first 100.
You should be. Look at you, dropping your own scoops.
I know. Like, I just broke all the rules, told everybody this, but what was the thing when you came back and you started to work on this that excited you the most? What like, maybe did you see or did you hear that you went, okay, this is it?
Well, I mean, outside of just being back on the team and working with, you know, people that I have a history with, like that right there got me excited. But then, you know, seeing War Games for the first time, because I rejoined the team last year in May, and to see that they already had a playable War Games match already got me super excited. And it was like, okay, yeah, this team is something special. You know, the fact that we're here already in production. Let us. We had such a huge head start thanks to the engineers and the designers that got War Games up and ready. But I mean, besides that, like I'm just there. We have a universe mode in the game, and I can't say a whole lot about it. I was told.
Okay.
But all you universe fans, there is an addition this year that is going to be a game changer for that mode. This is not me being hyperbolic. I was talking to my boss about it before this event started. It is, I think, going to be a sleeper, low-key, huge feature for 2K23.
Awesome.
So, yeah, for all you universe fans, and I'm one of them, you know,
our audience is a big universe. Yep. And plus the GM mode that came back last year, people are excited about that. I'm excited about War Games. I mean, when the Elimination Chamber match was introduced, like, I used to, like, do makeshift war games with the tag team thing when they would do 3-on-3, which I loved as well. But exciting stuff. WWE 2K, Brian Williams, my friend, thank you so much.
This is, man, I am so honored to be speaking with you right now.
This guy. This guy. Until next time, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.